Now, Palestinians slammed the Israeli army's announcement of new land grabs in the occupied West Bank, calling for international action against Tel Aviv. The chief Palestinian negotiator, Saeb Erekat, says the new move is another example of crimes committed by Israel against the Palestinian people. He urged the international community to hold Israel accountable for its crimes and raids against Palestinians both in Gaza and the West Bank. The U.S. State Department, that is, also slammed the move as, quote, counterproductive to peace efforts. On Sunday, the Israeli military said 400 hectares of land in the southern city of Bethlehem will be seized. An Israeli NGO says the new plan has been unprecedented in its scope since the 1980s. Israel has seized tens of thousands of hectares of Palestinian land since 1967.
For the time being, the situation in Gaza is calm, following Israel's 50-day-plus war, which has left a trail of destruction in the territory. The calm in Gaza coincides with Israel's new schemes against Palestinians, though this time not in Gaza but in the occupied West Bank. Israel says it plans to grab some 400 hectares of Palestinian land in the West Bank for settlement expansion.
We were surprised in the early hours this morning when Israeli officials and military gave warnings and put signs in many areas in Wadi Fokin, to the northern, southern and western ways of the village, declaring the appropriation of thousands of dunams for the benefit of the expansion of three settlements that surround the village.
The anti-settlement group Peace Now has slammed the move as the biggest land grab by Israel in Palestine in 30 years.
We don't remember such a big announcements in the last one or two decades. This is a stab in the back of Abbas and the moderate people in the Palestinian Authority. Instead of strengthening the Palestinian Authority versus Hamas, Israel is showing its other side and actually in a unilateral move expand settlements activity and destroy the chance for renegotiation with the Palestinian Authority.
The Israeli radio said the move was made in response to the alleged kidnapping and killing of three Israeli men in the area in June. The notice published by the military gave no reason for the decision. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is under fire in Israel over his handling of the Gaza war. Netanyahu's critics say he has been defeated in his war in Gaza. Observers believe that the land grab planned by Israel is actually aimed at appeasing Netanyahu's critics. A Palestinian Authority spokesman has condemned the Israeli land grab, saying it will cause new friction between Tel Aviv and the Palestinians after the Gaza war. Israeli authorities have issued many eviction orders, which have left large numbers of Palestinian families without home in the West Bank. Israel has come under intense international criticism over its settlement activities, which the global community regards as illegal. At least on the face of it, the issue has caused tension between Tel Aviv and its staunch ally, the United States. Washington has frequently called on Israel to stop its settlement activities on Palestinian land to pave the way for peace between the two sides. The U.S. has, however, taken no practical and meaningful measures to make Tel Aviv stop its land grab. To the contrary, Washington has on many occasions shielded Israel against any binding resolutions at the U.N. Security Council.